I'm trying to be honest here. I know what they did, say, in my great-grandparents' time.
What did they do?
They kept the milk and the butter in the well.
Mm-hmm. That's a very frequent response that we get.
It was placed in something that was watertight and dropped, lowered into the well and kept cool there. Mm-hmm. Well was also a place to hide your silver from the Yankees.
Yes, I've heard that.
I can show you some that
figured it out.
I can show you some that survived.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was a term for any room that I know of.
What would you call a large farm that was predominantly for milk production?
A dairy.
Do you know the term dairy as a place to store milk? Or is it just a farm?
No. I'll tell you this, though, that all the old relatives and so on had an article of furniture in and near the kitchen or in the pantry, if you had a pantry. Which was called the safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the safe had a screened side so that the air passed through it, and it was generally near a window.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, for example, yesterday's joint of beef or lamb or something would be placed in there, often covered with cloth, damp cloth, in other words, to refrigerate it as the equivalent to what we would do now if we were putting it in the ice box, as I still say.
Mm-hmm.
It infuriates my children.
Mm-hmm. My father used to say ice box all the time. What would you call a place around the barn where the animals would get out and walk around?
Or the barnyard? Mm-hmm. That's a familiar term to me.
And what about a place where the cows would go out to graze?
Actually, though, I can think of a lot of my older relatives saying la bascour, mm-hmm. even in English, in the bascour.
Mm-hmm.
Which is simply the French equivalent of barnyard.
Mm-hmm.
Lower yard,
mm-hmm.
really. And what is the other question?
A place for grazing, perhaps fenced in.
Pasture.
Okay. And do you know anything about raising cotton? I know you had people in the cotton business. Ancestors.
Well, I don't know much, but...
What do you call it when they take a hoe and they thin the cotton out?
Well, I've heard black people call it hoeing cotton.
Any other term for that?
I don't think so.
Ever hear chopping cotton?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What does that mean?
Well, as I say, I don't visualize it too much.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of both of them as being cutting out the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you, what is...
See, this isn't cotton country anyway,
yes.
So...
What would you call undesirable grass that grows up in the cotton field or any field?
Weeds.
Any particular types of weeds in this area?
Things like crabgrass, for example, or bullgrass.
Mm-hmm.
Bullgrass is the hardest one to get rid of.
Mm. You would say cotton and corn grow in a...
In a field?
Mm-hmm. And what if there were just a small area?
Patch.
Okay. Then, types of fences, what types are you familiar with?
I'll tell you, if you want something additional that you might not have, garden in New Orleans always means flower garden.
Mm-hmm. Never vegetable garden.
No, unless you say vegetable garden.
I see, uh-huh.
But if you say garden, a priori, you mean flower garden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite different from the rest of the South, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've caught that before. But
I hadn't really thought about that particular distinction.
Mm-hmm.
What about fences?
Names for fences?
Types?
Well, we had two kinds of fences, board fences and picket fences. The old-fashioned kind of picket fence would cost